Probably bucket still.
Okay. Now, have you seen those machines that some people have in the home for reducing the bulk of garbage or trash?
Trash compactor.
Okay.
Trash masher.
Now, how is the garbage taken up in Knoxville?
Garbage man.
Okay, but do you have a special kind of a bin, or do you have?
No, I just have garbage cans out, and they come in.
Okay. Have you ever seen one of those large bins?
Yeah.
What are they called?
You talking about a large, maybe an industrial thing?
Yeah.
Dempster dumpster.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, they have those there too.
Yeah.
The same brand. I didn't.
That's where it started, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Is that right? Well,
that's where the man that started it lived.
No, I didn't know that.
He didn't start it in Knoxville. Oh.
Now, a man who or a person who takes care of a corpse.
A mortician.
Any other names for that?
I can't think of any. You'll not know if you say.
Well, how about undertaker?
Undertaker, yeah.
Or a funeral director.
Yeah.
What would be your basic word, the natural
mortician.
Word? All right, and then when the body's being taken out to the cemetery, it's taken out. What do you call that?
Hearse.
All right, and a place. Now, different kinds of there are different buildings for interment of the body.
Okay, there's a. Yeah, crypt. No, that's not really a name. A casket and a.
Yeah. No, I mean that. I mean crypt, and I mean the kind of a building where they have.
Yeah, I don't know.
A file cabinet.
A vault. I don't know what you.
Well, a mausoleum.
Mausoleum.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, are cigarettes ever called anything other than cigarettes?
No.
Cigarettes. That's over at the high school. They let the kids smoke now over here at this high school. They have to have a pass, and they have a little area where they let them smoke. They only let them smoke tobacco cigarettes. They only let them smoke tobacco cigarettes. They have to get a pass. His parents have to sign it. They herd them up in this little area, and they really bad news. All right, now what about an enclosed room in a house? You might have one. I don't think you do as such, but an enclosed room, something like a porch that's built for a
screen-in porch.
Yeah, this would have windows in it.
Enclosed.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, it would be like a sunroom or a Florida room, either of those words.
Sunroom, yeah.
Sunroom. How about the informal room in a house for relaxation, television viewing?
Living room.
All right. A room with a toilet and sink, but no bath or shower.
Half bath.
All right. And then what kind of heating do you have in your house?
Electric heating, central heating.
All right. Do you have electric?
It's electric.
Yeah.
We used to have the gas, but we moved.
Now, was that called? What did you call that thing that when you had gas? Do you have a furnace now?
No, it's just electric.
How does that work?
Thermostat.
How is the electricity generated within the house or brought into the house?
Electric wires.
Just the wires. Just wires under the floor? Is that?
Ceiling. Sealed heat.
And that's called sealed heat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that would be the third. How about air conditioning? Does that work?
We have a wall unit.
And the that sealed heat can't produce cold air?
No.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen a house with three or more rooms arranged in a line, one after another? And if you opened all the doors in the house, you could look in the front door and see out the back door?
Say it, go again.
it's a very simple house. It might have three or four rooms. And if one room, they're built one in front of the other. And if you open, and there's the front door opens, you walk through the front door, then you open the next door, and the next door, and the next door. And you can open all the doors and look in the front door and see out the back door.
I've seen one.
Would you ever call that?
No.
You ever heard that house called the shotgun house?
No.
Okay. Or a dog trot house. No. Have you ever heard of a dog trot house?
No.
Or a flying L house?
No.